We are very close to Tisha B'Av, and I'd like to address one nakuda, which sometimes we feel Tisha B'Av is to commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash that took place almost 2,000 years ago, to hope for the Gula, which we're hoping will come very soon and speedily. But it doesn't feel so relevant in today's generation. There was a Malchus Edoim, and they were an empire, and they did destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And it's true, it's sad, it's tragic that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but Beis HaMikdash hasn't been here when we were born, and not in the days when our parents were born, and it doesn't feel so much that it has a shaychus to us today. And I'd like to put things a little bit in perspective, the way the Ramchal and the Maharal and the Vilna Gaon explain. There's a very well-known expression that the Mefarshim always use, that the Milchama that we have against Edom fighting against Klal Yisrael is called in the Mefarshim Sinas Oilam, an everlasting, eternal hatred, La'am Oilam, to a nation which is forever. Where do these Lashonas come from? The Novi Yecheskel talks about how Edom hates Klal Yisrael, and he calls it that Hashem gave Eivas Oilam, an everlasting hate. And the Novi Yeshaya and Shmuel, when they talk about Klal Yisrael, we are called the Am Oilam, the everlasting nation. What this means is as follows. The Mefarshim explain that even before Yaakov and Esav were born, we find Vayisroitzu Habonim Bekirba. The two of them, Yaakov and Esav, were fighting before they were born. And Rashi tells us, Misroitzim, they were fighting Al Nachalas Shnei Oilamos. Who is going to have the Nachla of Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Haba? Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, our planet, which is in a constant state of struggle, of fighting, of conflict between the koichos of good and the koichos of bad. Before Yaakov and Esav were born, there was nothing of substance to fight about. There was only the fight between good and bad. And that fight and that struggle and conflict between good and bad has been running since before they were born, and it'll be forever and ever. It's an Eivas Oilam. It's an eternal hatred, La'am Oilam, to a nation which is eternal. Because we represent good, which is good eternally, and they represent bad, which is bad eternally. And until Mashiach comes, we're going to have this fight. Shebechol doir v'doir oimdem aleinu l'chaliseinu is not just periodical times when we have Tzoras from the Goyim. It's one long, continuous struggle between good and bad. There's a wonderful Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, wherein the Gemara tells us, the Gemara beginning of Avodah Zarah is talking about all the different Chagim, the Yom Edom, of the Goyim, of the Edoimim, of Golos Edoim, and they celebrate this day, they celebrate that day, for this Avodah Zarah and that Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara tells us, one of the Edom, one of the days that they have, which they celebrate in Edom, in Roimi, in Rome, says the Gemara, from time to time in Rome, the Romans dress up two people. One of them, healthy, strong man, represents the Romans, Edom, Esav, and the other is a cripple who's limping, and he represents the Yidden, Yaakov Avinu, who had a fight with the Malach, Vutzelei al Yerechoi. And in Rome, they place the strong man at the bottom. He's the one who's successful. And he's schlepping the cripple who cannot walk. In Rome, says the Gemara, they have the skin, the beautiful skin of Rabbi Shmuel, which in the Asara Rugi Malchus, we know that they skinned his skull and removed this skin and retained this, that we were koivish, we are stronger than the beauty of Rabbi Shmuel, and they place this onto the man who represents Edom, and they bring thousands of spectators, into Central Square in Rome, and they all jeer away. Look at this spectacle wherein Yaakov is limping and Esav is in control, and Esav has this beautiful skin of Rabbi Shmuel, and all the Romans get together and they shout together, look at Yaakov Avinu, the swindler. He tried to steal from Esav the brachas. He tried to steal from him the bechira. And look, he got nothing at all. We, Geldas Edoim, Rome, we are in control, and the Yidden have nothing at all. That's the Gemara. It says the Netzivim Merei Mesoda. What we see over here is that Rome itself understands that we're not to look at each episode as a singular event. Edom, when they want to depict the present situation of Klal Yisrael, what do they do periodically? Every few years, what do? They make this scene. And the scene starts all the way back from Yaakov and Esav, with Yaakov fighting for the brachas and ending up limping. And it continues to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where they skin the Asara Arugei Malchus and remove the skin of Rabbi Shmuel. And then it continues to the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the present situation in which Rome controls Klal Yisrael. Says the Netziv, this goes to show that even Rome understands that every struggle throughout the years is one long continuation. If we today witness and experience a fight between good and bad in our own lives, in our communities, in Klal Yisrael, in the world, wherever it might be, it's a continuation of the Eivas Olam, of the continuous hate and fight that there is between the forces of good and bad. The very beautiful pshat from the Vilna Gaon, on the same lines, at the end of the Agorosh HaPesach, we say the Chad Gadya. Many different Mefarshim have their explanations of what this Chad Gadya is from beginning to end. I'm going to say over very briefly in our language the Pirush which the Vilna Gaon writes at the back of the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon explains as follows. Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. The Gedi, the Seir Izim, was originally Esav. Esav was born as the Bechor. Esav was due to get the Brochus. Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. Esav had a Chad Gadya and another Chad Gadya. He was meant to be the Bechor. He was meant to get the brachas. Dezabin Abba, but our father Yaakov Avinu bought it from him. Betray Zuzay by paying two things. The Pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu paid with a lechem unezid adoshim. This was the very first struggle between the powers of Yaakov and Esav, between good and bad. Dezabin Abba betray Zuzay. It started off that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Olam Hazah to Esav. And now, the Zabin Abba, Yaakov Avinu bought the brachas. The Yitin Achayel Kim was given as a bracha to Yaakov Avinu. But there was a Tanai. The Tanai was, V'hoyo kasha torid, uforak du ulo me'al tzavarecho. Yaakov Avinu is only Zeicha, calls man he's on that Madrega. If he loses the Madrega, then he loses the bracha, and Esav will be stronger. And this power struggle between the powers of evil and good has been going throughout the generations. We'll mention briefly how the Gaon continues, and he says, originally the Zabin Abba, Yaakov Avinu was zoche to the brachas, and then he was knocked in two ways. Va'asa shunra, va'achla legadya. Shunra is the cat. The cat represents the eyes of the cat, which are jealous. The Shvatim were jealous of Yosef, and once it was jealousy in Klal Yisrael, va'asa shunra, va'achla legadya. We lost the bracha that we were meant to get, that Yaakov Avinu had bought. Then came the next knock. V'asa kalva, the dog that's Paroi. We were subject to Paroi, and we were in Mitzrayim for all those years, and we lost our bracha. But it wasn't this way forever. Then it changed. The struggle went in the other direction. V'asa chutra, Moshe Rabbeinu came with his stick, and he elevated Klal Yisrael, and he took us away from the Shunra and the Kalba. He took us away from the jealousy and from Paroi. And as long as we were on that Madrega, V'osa Chutra, V'hi Kol HaKalba, now Klal Yisrael is on this Madrega, that we are going strong and we are running the world from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu all the way through till the time of the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. Came the Churban Bayis Rishon, the fire of Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah Gerarai Shvichus Domim, V'Osa. Now came the fire, and V'Osa Nura, the fire came and burnt the stick. The Avodah Zarah Gerarai Shvichus Domim removed us from the Madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu had elevated us to, and we lost the Beis HaMikdash. And the struggle is now more in the favor in towards Esav. What happened after that? Came the second Beis HaMikdash. Anshe Knesset HaGedolah came, and they removed the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. V'osa Maya v'kava l'nura. Maya is the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. They elevated Klal Yisrael above the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. They took away some of the Avodah Zarah of Gilei Arayos, and that was the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then came V'osa Tura. Tura, as Edom says the Medrash, Esav came again, and Tura represents Kilchoy Chashoyr Es Yerek HaSodeh. The Shoyr goes around goring and hitting other people and represents wild beast. It represents that our Bin Adam Chaveiro is not intact. V'osa Tura, that brings Esav again and destroys the Beis HaMikdash for the second time. That's Golos Edom. This is the constant struggle. And then there's two more stages. After V'osa Tura, there's V'osa Ashoichet. If Klal Yisrael is on the Madrega, V'shochat Latura, if we are prepared to remove ourselves from the Chet of the Adam Rachaveroi, then we will ascend again. We will be stronger. We will be on the higher end of the scales. And on the other hand, V'osa Malach HaMoves. Whenever we lose our Madrega, we lose our Chizuk Ibn Adam Rachaveroi, then V'osa Malach HaMoves, we suffer at the hands of Edoim again and again and again, as we have suffered throughout the generations with the pogroms and the Cossacks and the Second World War and all the other Tzoros that Klal Yisrael has had throughout the generations is a manifestation of V'osa Malach HaMoves V'shochat L'Shoichit. The Shoichit and the Malach HaMoves, says the Vilna Gaon, are the struggle of our Golos now. Are we on the Madrega of putting right the Chet of Adam Rachaveri, or are we going to lose that and will be subject to Esav yet again, V'yisroitzitzu Abonim B'kirbo, like it's always been? This is what the Bnei Roimi depict from time to time in Rome, that this struggle continues as it started from Yaakov and Esav, it continues till today. And they jeer at Yaakov Avinu when they say, look, you've got nothing from all your amos. There's no hope, there's no future. And we know the truth is that it's in our hands. We can put right, we can be the Osa Ashoichit, we can shecht the Torah, we can elevate Klal Yisrael to the Madrega of Yid Nechoy Alekim. And when we do that, then V'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shochet L'malach HaMoves. Speedily in our days, we will see the complete Geula, where all the Tzoros of our generation and all the Tzoros of all the generations will be put right and come to a final Tikkun, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the complete Geula. We are now at this stage, we're still within the Eivas Oilom, the everlasting hate, La'am Oilom, for an Am Oilom, says the Chofetz Chaim in Shem Oilom. But if you look at the world as a struggle from beginning to end, then you have to know which horse should you back, says the Chofetz Chaim. If you know who's going to be victorious at the end of the day, make sure you're on that side. Ashrecha Yisrael Am Noisha Bashem. How lucky you are, Klal Yisrael, that you know without any doubt that the eventual victory is going to be a victory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's going to be V'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'shochet L'malach HaMoves. So make sure you're on that side. Support and back those who are going to win the war eventually. When this is the way we look at our Tisha B'Av, then Tisha B'Av is very relevant. Whatever might be hurting us, whatever nisyonis we might be going through, in the klal and in the prat, We are part of history. We're part of the big plan. We are part of the struggle between good and bad. And whenever you have a Nisayon, and you know that that Nisayon is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, and part of the struggle between good and bad, then you know that eventually the good is going to be victorious. So hold on tight. Be strong. Asara Nisayonis, V'omad Bekulam, he stayed strong, and he knew that he's the one who's going to be successful. If that's the way you look at your Tisha B'Av, then however sad the Tisha B'Av is, and however many misfortunes happened, and Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that we don't make a special day to remember the Holocaust, because it's all included in the Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is a struggle between good and bad, and everything that we suffered in the Holocaust, and before and after, is all part of the same struggle. Bila Hashem v'loi chom alas kol ma'ois Yaakov, Yirmiyah Novi says, and he's talking at the time of the first Churban, and the Medrash says it's called Na'ois Yaakov, called Na'oisov Shel Yaakov, all the beauty of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, everything that we suffer is all included in the Tisha B'Av. Bila Hashem v'loi chom alas kol Na'ois Yaakov, Me'kodesh Baruch Hu benchas, we should get back the Na'oisov Shel Yaakov, and Roimi should stop laughing at us, and we should be Zoicha that the struggle between good and bad will come to its ultimate end very speedily, very soon, with the Geula Shleima, b'mheir v'yameinu, amen.